Hello, ladies and gents. It's Tucker, and you are about to listen to the Tuckered Out podcast, sponsored by Queen City Grounds and Sonus Wave. So sit back, relax. If you are on a long drive, look at the road, seriously, but listen. If you are in a coffee shop, good, because that's actually where I am right now. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. All right, y'all, we're back with another Tuckered Out. We're here in the beautiful Queen City Grounds. Have you ever been to Queen City Grounds, Bailey?
No, I've never been here. It's cool.
It's pretty. Got my little logos in the back. We're back for another good one. I'm going to give a really good Grammy-worthy introduction for you.
Okay.
Or at least I'm going to try. You can judge it later.
Okay.
So we have Bailey Marie on the show today. She's an actor, a singer, songwriter, Nashville and L.A. recording artist with beautiful tunes like All a Little Crazy, Beautifully Broken. She has worked with names like Dolly Parton, Lainey Wilson, Lynyrd Skynyrd. The list goes on. Y'all all know who those people are. I know you do. And also, she's about to perform the Carolina Country Music Festival. Y'all, Bailey Marie, clap it up in the post, right? Marcia, thank you for putting in that. I don't know if you're going to actually put it in, but how
all
you
right.
doing?
Now do all of that without looking.
No, I can't. No, not going to do it. No. So I just want to start off by saying this is our first time talking in person.
Yeah.
But I got to see you recently, which was a fantastic experience. Did you know I was there?
Okay, so I barely knew anybody that was there because I was basically dying on stage because of how hot it was.
It was hot. God.
I was in all black. And so that
you
was
were. You had
really,
the Charlotte
really
FC shirt mm-hmm. on that was a black one?
Yeah, it was. Okay, so me and my whole band made like a... We on our group chat we have, I was like, I want to wear something like all like Charlotte worthy. And so I had like a Panthers jersey on and then my background singer's
hat
on.
Charlotte FC?
It looked like it.
Okay,
but
Panthers?
It was Panthers. It was like a little button-up Panthers jersey. And then I can't remember what everybody had on, but we all had on like Charlotte stuff.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes, and we're talking about Love and Life. Love and Life Festival just
Love
happened.
And Life, yes.
This is going to come out. I'm not going to lie, I cannot remember a date of when this exactly is going to come out. But it's going to come out definitely a couple months after Love and Life. But that was a cool experience.
It was.
And what I loved about Love and Life, and I think, again, local artists in Charlotte get very much highlighted, like people that maybe are not yet on the Miller Lite stage, you know, things like that. But we luckily, like people like Garrett Huffman, who's going to be on the show eventually, he was on it before you, and you guys put on a show. And let me just tell you, your Adele cover. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like, that was the one. So we do country music, but we always try and like incorporate that because it's so out of left field. Like you wouldn't think that we're about to do that song.
Well, you also, can I just jump into your musical songs that you have?
Yeah.
Like you have a bunch of country, but you have one song that's actually kind of out of sorts. It's like really early in your career.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I think so.
Can we talk about Boy Please like a little?
No.
We don't have to.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We can.
But it's like an R&B pop song.
Yeah.
We don't talk much. I just like that song because it's different.
It's embarrassing.
It's young
but
Bailey
you know
Marie.
What? I will say that I am not ashamed. Whenever I was younger.
It's a good song.
Whenever I was younger. It has a rap in it. The
it's
rap's
a good.
Good
song.
But whenever I was younger, I did pop music.
Yeah.
And I have Boy Please. I have Boy Like You.
Ooh, like Girl Like You.
Okay. Don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes I'll look it up on Spotify and I'm like, wow, I really did it with that.
We all have to. Well, that's our growing stages, right? Just you and the music industry, where you started and where you are now.
Mm-hmm. But let's just say I don't look back at it very often.
Yeah.
It's
just for laughs, just a little bit.
Just for laughs.
Okay. That's good. That's safe.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we'll have like photos pop up sometimes in the middle. So if we reference something, just ding. Like here's a beautiful photo of me doing something. Marcia, don't embarrass me here. Beautiful photo. Seriously, I hope it's a beautiful photo. But I have a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about, which I'm obviously excited to talk about like who you've worked with and like what you've performed.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start a little earlier because you started in musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
My sister started in musical theater.
Really?
I have a huge respect for that world mm-hmm. for a couple reasons. One reason is that, first of all, it's very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Very fast. Doesn't matter what level you're on. Like
yeah.
starting off in elementary school all the way up to Broadway is just fast in the moment when you're doing a show. Second of all, it is also very, like, I don't know. It's emotionally draining from mm-hmm. what I can tell. So tell me about childhood Bailey Marie choosing to join musical theater.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a funny little story to go along with this. So I don't really remember much just because, like, I remember being there, but I don't remember my mom's side of things.
Okay.
But there was this, like, little theater camp thing that I had never done before and never even thought about doing it.
Okay.
But we saw, me and my mom were driving by this, like, little art place. And
it's here in Charlotte.
It's in Gastonia.
Oh, okay.
And we saw that they were having like little, like they were putting on the Lion, no, not the Lion King. What is it? The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, like that's fun. I want to do it. And so my mom was like, okay. And so she ended up dropping me off at like this camp thing. And
in
she,
that moment?
No, not like right
then.
Hope, yeah. Hope. So I guess cool. she signed me up or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's just go try it out. And so the whole time, I was having the best time of my life. It was so much fun. But whenever my mom left me, my mom told me that she was like, I figured that I was going to pick you up and it was going to be, you were going to hate it and you were going to be miserable the entire time. And so whenever I picked you up, I was expecting that. But I literally got in the car and I was like, that was the most fun I've ever had.
What age was this?
And I was like, probably like 8.
Damn.
Yeah, and so it was fun. I was a very energetic kid, and I just loved all of the little like musical games and like all.
What is a musical game they would play at musical theater?
Okay, so I remember this one. It was like we would do improv, and so it was like they'd give you like a scene, like a you're in the zoo or whatever, and you have to like improv that, and. I don't really remember much. Now thinking about it, that's, like, so weird. But, like...
I like that.
Yeah. But,
I've done that, I think.
That was fun. And then I did, like, my first... That was my first musical. It wasn't a musical. It was a show. There wasn't any singing in it. Probably
you didn't sing in that.
No.
What were you in The Wizard of Oz? Did you actually...
I was... What was I? I was the gatekeeper.
Oh.
And...
Of which castle? Wasn't there, like...
It was of...
Oh,
Oz.
Of Oz. You're
yeah.
right. My brain thought the witch had a castle.
It was of Oz. And then I was also a flying monkey. So.
Hey, no. Mm-hmm. My sister was Toto.
Okay, yeah. So that was that. And then I did Annie, and I was Miss Hannigan in Annie. And ever since then, I did music.
Ms.
I've probably done like 30 musicals.
Miss Hannigan is Cameron Diaz's character, like, right? Like, I'm thinking of the movie. That's
I think so.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, so I was that.
I can't picture you as that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Well, you have a very, like, your personality, from what I can already tell and seeing you on stage, doesn't point me in the direction of
Miss Hannigan. Yeah.
But you probably killed it.
I was, like, 10 years old, so I definitely killed it.
That's awesome. And one thing I want to say just about your 10-year-old self is that I love that you still have your Instagram photos up from, like,
oh my
that
gosh.
Time period. I almost did a game. Because I like to do this thing called History in a Tuck Show,
mm-hmm.
where I bring in photos from just the past and you explain. And I just love that, like, I mean, you're 10 years old and you're, first of all, you're in front of the Apollo stage
mm-hmm.
and then on the Apollo stage. Like,
mm-hmm.
like Marcia, 10 years old. I don't know what you're doing at 10 years old. I'm not going to lie. I probably was throwing rocks at a, I don't know. But she was performing on the Apollo stage at the Apollo Theater in New York. So, yeah, I was not doing that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to just let you talk because that's crazy.
Okay, so we went to – I always wanted to go to New York when I was little. And so my parents took me on a trip to New York for, I think it was my birthday or something.
Sick.
And my mom saw that the Apollo was having, like, an open call audition for amateur
right then
night.
And there.
And so she submitted me. I didn't, like, go in person or anything. So she submitted me. She submitted this.
You had to take a little video of you singing.
Yes.
Okay,
so she
cool.
submitted this one thing I had. The one thing I had.
What
it was a little cover song.
Of what? What were
of
you doing?
God Made Girls.
Oh.
And I sounded literally like a country hick. It was so bad. Like, okay, it's like honestly not bad for how young I was, but my country accent was so strong in it. I haven't listened to that in forever. But she submitted that some reason, some why, I don't know. They wanted me. And so
you don't know why, but they never told you you kind of had this compared to...
I don't know. Maybe because I was different. I don't know.
We'll take the...
So I went out there, and that night, or the night before, I was running an 102 fever. I went to the hospital, and I had a double ear infection, and...
This was 10 years old.
I was, like, really, really bad sick. And so the day of me singing at the Apollo... Literally, everybody there is so nice. Like, they were all
good.
So nice.
Okay, good.
Right before I went out on stage, by the way, I was singing.
For a 10-year-old, by the way.
I was singing Roar by Katy Perry.
Okay.
I was, like, coughing my head off. I could not stop coughing. And I was, like, I turned to the lady that was telling people when to go on stage. I said, can I please have some of your water? And so she gave me her water. And I don't know how I made it through. But I didn't cough. I ended up placing, I think, second that time.
Oh, so it was a competition at the...
Every
I thought
single
it was
time,
like you were actually a part of, like, a show. Like,
it was... Well, it is a show, but it's, like, a competition show.
Okay,
like, I don't
gotcha.
Know. And so I've been back 5 times since then.
5 times?
Mm-hmm.
To do what?
Same thing.
Wow.
And... the second time I went, there was a huge blizzard, and so they had to cancel it. And
New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they said that they never canceled the Apollo Theater, and then the day of, they ended up canceling.
Okay.
But they ended up flying me back out there, paying for it and everything, and so
that's
it was good.
Good.
But yeah, it was crazy.
Is there any big names that were in this that are like, well, that person did that, and now they're anybody, or...?
I'm sure there was.
I don't believe so.
It's really cool. They have a whole wall in the back of like the Apollo right before you go out on stage.
People.
Like there was like Michael Jackson, like all and they sign it. It's like a signature wall. And so there was like Bruno Mars, I think. And it was just crazy, crazy artists that, you know, like every single person that signed it was cool.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Respect, first of all. I think when I was 10 years old, I had to be, you know, like probably pouring milk on my sister or something, you know, something fresh.
I
like
was
that.
Definitely doing that too, still. But
I wasn't doing no Apollo show. Let me tell you. I love that you went into this craft early, because obviously it's taken you to some amazing heights. As I'm talking to you now, I wanted to mention. So Mama's here today, which is fantastic. I don't know where she went. She's kind of.
She's
somewhere.
Probably in the car on her
she
phone.
She probably is in the chilling in the car. But I wanted to ask just how great. And what you remember about the support from the fam, and just at that age, because you know at 10, as you know, and even just all the way until you are, in my opinion, like in your 20s, kind of just like going off into your own world and doing your own thing, like a lot of that influence is from your parents and from just, you know, things around you that are kind of pushed for you to try.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, when it came to this and you saying you love it and having the parents also be like, not like, I can tell you love it, let's go after this. Like, how important was that? And just like, how cool was that? Because I feel like that's not often all the time.
Yeah. My parents, I was lucky. They're extremely supportive. They've been supportive through everything.
That's respect.
And so whenever I first started, they were like, full force. Yeah, do it. And so they put me in acting classes, singing classes, all of that immediately
that's
after
cool.
I said it, I wanted to do it. And ever since then, whenever I figured I wanted to be like an actual artist myself.
Yeah. Boy, please.
Gosh. Let's not bring it up.
Sorry. Beautifully broken.
Beautifully broken.
Come on now.
Yeah, but they've been just so supportive since then.
That's really cool.
And all of the different trips that we've been on, like to Nashville, to California. I went on The Voice, and me and my mom spent like months out there, just me and her. So we always say we could write a book. We really could write a book with all of
That's
the different
cool.
like stories. I mean, I'm bad. I mean, I couldn't write a book, but
yes, you could.
I'm just saying,
yes,
like if we could write a book.
No, you could. You just got to speak it and then translated words.
Yeah.
Fine.
But
that's
we definitely
really beautiful.
Could.
That's stunning. I think that's something that's, you know, I would hope I have kids in the future, and I really, that's a goal, like simply just allowing them to explore, and if I see they like something, just go after.
Yeah.
Like just and if that ends quick or it keeps going, that's great. But I think that's something that I don't know how you feel about this, but we're definitely kind of in the same when it comes to just I'm pretty young too. I'm only 25. I know I look 30, but I'm not, so chill out. But like, we're getting kind of past that age where parents are so big on making sure kind of they have a pretty hard push in a kid's life sometimes. Mm-hmm. And now we're in a world where the opportunities are so high, and I feel like just letting kids explore as much as they can is like huge.
Yeah.
So respect to mama. Thank you, mama, wherever you went.
Wherever
much
you are.
Much love, mama.
We know you're watching this.
Yeah, she'll be watching this. I wanted to also talk to you about something that's a little different than the music life, because we're going to go into some topics that are not music. But you are really good at tennis.
Yeah.
So you're good at tennis. I'm good at volleyball.
Oh, cool.
We got some good net sports here. Good net sport people here. But talk to me about tennis. Where'd that start?
Yeah, so it was literally so random. About 2 years ago, I couldn't even tell you one single thing about tennis. Couldn't
really?
Tell you the lines.
You didn't know what love meant. You were
not
love.
Not one single Sorry thing. And then I met somebody that is really, really important to me, and they play tennis. Mm. And they basically taught me everything that I know about tennis. I've never had, like, really a coach or anything, but they're really, really good at tennis. And so they taught me everything. And I ended up going to a public school my last year of high school.
Yeah.
And they had a tennis team.
Yeah.
And my old school didn't have a tennis team. And so I never was able to, I only played at like just random. But I started playing about a year ago, like actually playing, and I went 10-2.
Woo.
It was, I ended up making all conference and
1 year.
It was it's so much fun. I still play. And you know, now that I'm not really on a team, it's difficult to, you know, keep going.
Cause, yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of people play tennis, you know,
well,
like
not because they transfer. And you know, I got ganged up on one podcast because Marsha and one of the other artists was like, Tucker, you need to look into pickleball. And I was like,
oh yeah,
no, I don't.
I will say I kind of suck at pickleball.
I can't do pickleball. That's a leisure sport. I hate to
it's
say
like,
it.
I
Sorry,
don't know.
Marsha. Don't shake your head.
It's fun.
It's fun, but like,
but
you know what it feels like? It feels like there's
baby
a few. There's a few sports that are built off of social connection.
Yeah,
like you can play them until you're 90, and I love that. I think that's beautiful. But because I'm a competitive mother effer, I look at pickleball as one of those. Bowling's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Golf is one of them. Like, there's just. I'm not into that right now.
That's what I said. I'm like, you know what? It is a, if you don't like running and if you don't like hitting the ball very hard.
If you don't like working out, go to there.
Go play pickleball.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Marsha. My bad.
I will say it's fun. Like if you're not like, since I play tennis, I hit the ball as if I'm about to hit a tennis ball.
Oh yeah.
And so it just ends up like flying or going nowhere because they have like the little holes in the ball. Yeah, and so I don't know. It's very different for me, but I could see how people enjoy it. It's fun.
It's a great sport. I mean, you got your own setup, right, Marsha?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's funny because one of the artists that came on the show, they were just like, Tucker, pickleball's the shit. And I went, I'm a volleyball player. I like getting sandy. I don't know about you, but that's cool, man. Like, one year and just 10-2 all conference like that.
I don't know. And I've never really been a sports person. Like, I always grew up doing dance and cheer and all of that, but I suck at basketball. It's so bad. And you know, I'm kind of taller, and people are like, "Oh, you play basketball?" No.
I can't play basketball. I'm like,
I can't even do one thing in basketball. It's so embarrassing.
Can you name one popular basketball player?
LeBron James.
One more.
Michael Jordan.
All right. One active. You got LeBron. Name another one.
What's his name? LaMelo Ball.
Oh. Mm. All right. Well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll give you that.
Yep.
What's your sports, Marsha? You a big basketball? Really? I didn't know that. What's your other sports besides pickleball? Soccer. You're into soccer. Are you into soccer?
No.
No?
I can't do it either. You know, I don't feel like I'm too bad. Like, every time I've tried to play soccer, I'm not too bad at it.
No, I can't.
But I don't understand it. Like, just kick the ball. I don't know. That's just what I kind of think. I'm just like, I kick the ball.
I can't do it. My feet don't work that way.
Like, yeah, it's a lot of running. Tennis is a lot of running.
Oh, tennis is incredible.
And I don't run. Tennis is incredible. I don't like running, but tennis, it's made me run.
It's a fast twitch. Mm-hmm. That's what I like about those sports. I like fast twitch sports. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of the sports where you have to take your time. Like baseball, that, and like, no. But like, so tennis, I was really locked into the Olympics this past mm-hmm. year with tennis. Like, locked it. Like, seeing who's the big name from Spain? I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name. Rafael? Nadal. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, tennis world. I'm sorry. But
You're canceled.
I like him. I love Alcaraz, too.
Yeah.
And they were just – did you go to the – Did you hear about the Queen City Invitational when the Spectrum?
I didn't, no.
Well, they had Alcaraz and they had Tofoe.
Oh, really?
And I wanted to go so bad. Did you see this? They had a giant tennis tournament. They had, like, Panther players, like, going
in
the thing.
I want to go. That's so fun.
It was in Spectrum Center.
That's so fun.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And it was awesome. I'm so mad I missed it. Here's a photo of it, by the way. Do we have a photo of you playing tennis?
Yeah.
Bang. Ding. All right, let's jump back into a little bit of music.
Okay.
I just want to hear this story. I'm going to sit back and listen.
Okay.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
How?
All right. Let's start from the beginning. First trip, or I guess second trip to Nashville, I started working with her producer, Kent Wells. And
got a photo of Kent.
And me and my parents, we were sitting in his studio one day. Okay. And he gets a phone call, and it's from Dolly. And they're just like, you know, just going on about a conversation, and me and my parents are just looking at each other like, that's literally Dolly Parton, like, what are, like, you're just randomly talking to her. And so we're kind of like fangirling, but like, we got to be like nonchalant about it,
talking to her, like,
yeah. And so we didn't really say anything, but
you were thinking it,
we always thought in our head, like, what if, you know, she just rolls up one day and we see her, like, and a year goes by, and my mom picks me up from school. And she said, we have to make a really quick trip to Nashville. Like, we have to go have a meeting with Kent, and it's about some music stuff, and then we'll be back the next day. I will go every way around a situation to figure out what is behind it, because I'm like, that is complete crap.
I do that too. I'm not going to lie.
And
How old are you?
I think I was like, yeah, I was 15.
Okay.
I was 15, and I said, that's crap, and and so I looked at her, and this was so, like, a big guess. I had no idea. I just guessed. I was like, we're going to meet Dolly Parton, aren't we? And she said,
oh, she already knew it. Oh.
And she said, no. And I said, yeah, we are. And I was
I was
just like, I don't know, but I was like, yeah, we are.
Come on, Jennifer.
Because I was like, she's going to give it to me. If she thinks I know, then she's going to tell me.
You can make mama, mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
speak.
I'm telling,
like,
you. All right. But so she ends up giving in. She's like, yeah, we're going to meet her. And so we go out there, and it was me, my mom, my dad, and then my grandma. My grandma's my best friend. She goes everywhere with me. And
was she at Love and Life?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. She had, like, a cute little Bailey Marie t-shirt on.
Hey,
she's
now.
So cute. I love her.
Hey,
and she went out there with us, and we went to Dolly's little band rehearsal. And her band was there. And we waited there for about 15 minutes. And then Dolly comes in the back. And she has, I think, her security person with her. And she comes up and she talks to us. And she is so sweet. She made sure to take all of the pictures in the world. She signed my guitar. She signed my first guitar I learned to play on. And then she signed my guitar that I use now. And she was just such a sweetheart. She's very, very short. I'm not
How
even
short?
Kidding.
Like 5'1"?
Well, I don't even know, but she had on the heels, like, that thick. She came up halfway to me.
You know, Bruno Mars is 5'4".
Really?
Some of these celebrities, I'm telling you, like.
Well, you know, Taylor Swift is really tall.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them are tall.
Yeah.
But, like, I've looked down at Joe Jonas.
Really?
Oh.
I don't know.
Hey, bud.
But anyway, I do know Dolly Parton. She's very, very short.
I feel like the shorter people, though, can sing their ass off.
Yeah.
Like, tall people can do it, too. Like, Jake, J-V-K-E, he's, like, 6'5".
Really?
And he can belt. But
yeah.
So you meet her, and obviously here's the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you at after that moment? Like, you just met. I'm not gonna lie, that's gotta be one of the, if not the biggest country artists.
I will say almost, I was like, oh, I can't wait to like brag about this. Like,
oh yeah. Why would
and
you?
So that's why I'm asking. I remember I had a writer's round that night.
I love writers.
And
rounds.
I said the one rounds. Thing I said, I was like, y'all might see my guitar. You see the signature on it. That's
damn
from
right
Dolly Parton.
Did.
And you know
damn
what? We
right.
are on first name basis now. She knows damn. My name and we talked. So
that's right.
What do you know about that?
Man, let them haters like yeah. You don't got a guitar signed by Dolly. I'm tell you right now.
And the one of the guitars that she signed, I'm not allowed to touch anymore. It's hanging up in our.
Oh, yeah.
I have like a little music room in my house. It's
don't
in like
it.
It's in a black. It's in a whole like glass container,
can't
and
touch
I can't
that.
Touch it. So.
Don't touch that. Hey, Steven, don't. If you touch that, don't touch that.
It yeah. was cool.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Man, and like, as you said, Dolly was super sweet, and mm-hmm. I love that for you, just because like, I think when you hear that name. Here's someone like Dolly Parton. My first thought is like, that's an entity. It's
yeah.
not a person. It's an entity almost. Because like, yeah. there's a roller coaster park named after her.
Oh yeah.
Literally, like she. I
she has
up,
like her own brownie bit mix. Well, like I think it's like I don't know.
That's I did not know that.
I all think right. she has like her own like.
She. What do you mean, Betty? She's with Betty Crocker.
It's like that. Yeah.
I don't know that.
That's cool.
It's cool. Well, and it's funny. Tell me if you kind of grew up too knowing about. But like, I knew her from Hannah Montana.
Yeah, and
I
Miley
like,
Cyrus and like
oh
all
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Like that's where I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
that's who that is.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't realize how big of an impact that show had on like the music world.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of celebrities that would show up on that show, like Sheryl Crow, Dolly Parton.
It was crazy.
Like obviously Billy Ray Cyrus, like so many and so I kind of got, I was like, oh, these are cool people. And then you realize
yeah.
like, no. Dolly's like
this is like a legendary
that's
person.
Kind of the legend.
Yeah.
Like so that's how I found out about Dolly.
Yeah.
But dang, that's really cool.
It was cool. And like, I will say I'm not much of a fangirl.
But you are though.
But like quietly. I'm not one of these people that are like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I will say while I was there, I was very, I guess, preserved.
Oh yeah.
But whenever we left, we were like, oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Like, you know. But we couldn't let her see it.
I bet you can't guess who I fangirl for. My fan guy. It's. I'll give you a clue. It's a band. Marsha definitely.
A band?
Get this. Well, you maybe could get. It's a
band.
It's a boy band. I'll say that. I will freak out if I met. I've met him and like I've met him twice, and both times I met him, I was like, okay.
Am I gonna know this
yep.
person? Is it like very
yep.
very popular?
Big name.
The Jonas Brothers.
I love the Jonas Brothers, but no. Because
you
not
said
it.
Something
I love
about
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I will always go to the Jonas Brothers, but no. I've met Joe. I was chill with Joe.
Yeah.
Another band. Marsha, you know. I'll give you a clue. I just mentioned Hannah Montana. It's in the area code of that, but on a different show, on a different network. Huh?
That's literally what I was thinking.
Old Town Road.
Big Time Rush.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw them in concert.
You saw them?
Mm-hmm.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a photo of me with Big.
I was young. I was like real young. And I had a sparkly skirt on.
I was 22.
I used to be in love with Kendall. Used to be in love with him.
Man, I love Kendall.
Shoot. Yeah.
I was told I look like James. Let me tell you, when you're told you look like James, your ego
you know
shoots
you're
up about 9 times. Dang. You went
yeah.
you when you were young?
Yeah, I was
the
really
Victoria
young.
The Victoria show? Was
yeah.
it that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
and
know my shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went, and it was so fun. I remember it. They had like little light-up glow things, and it was so
my
fun.
Goodness.
I went with my cousin.
Big Time Rush is like... I don't know. I've met them twice. I've been very chill with them. I'm very, like...
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know... When I say I know over, like... And I'm not a big album or... I don't... I know a bunch of artists
yeah.
and songs. I don't know albums.
Because
I like how I think that way. A few people have gotten on me about that. Tamane Robbins roasted me for that. Right, Marsha? But I know... at least 30 songs from Big Time Rush.
Yeah.
And, like, know them by heart.
I was just talking about Big Time Rush, like, 2 days ago.
Dude. They put on a show, too.
Yeah.
Like, they don't play. Like, they
are they back together?
Yes.
Okay.
And they sold out Coastal Credit Union.
I need to go see that.
Not Coastal. PNC.
PNC.
They sold that motherfucker out.
Yeah.
And I met them. That was my second time meeting them. The first time was really cool. Small story. When I met them the first time, I was at Red Hat Amphitheater down in Raleigh. It was their first show together. And they're coming back. They have a third tour happening right now with Caitlin Tarver,
oh,
which
cool.
is Joe.
Yeah.
Because she has music out too. Very talented. Love Caitlin. Carlos looks at security because we only get about 40 seconds with these people. right? Because that's a big artist, you're not going to get much time with him. At a meet and greet. And he stopped security to talk to me for another, like, minute. Of just like, hey, we want to talk to him for a hot, okay, and he talked to me just like, man, I've been dealing with that too. And I don't know if you know much about just like his past.
Not really.
But like Carlos had a lot go on during the years of Big Time Rush, like a lot. And not always good stuff. And he just was like, man, I've been dealing with a lot of that type of stuff too. Just keep pulling through. Thank you for telling us that. Like, seriously. And then they put me on a boomerang on their social media.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I was like, freaked out. But anyway, as we said, Big Time Rush. Love BTR. Let's get into your music, because I'm excited to talk about just aspects of how you perform, but also your own music.
Yeah.
I want to straight up ask you a simple question of why you perform Goodbye Earl.
Okay.
Because you are serious in that song.
Yeah. So one thing that whenever we were making that set list, we were like very picky with the songs that we put on. And I was like, well, I'm letting you know right now, Goodbye Earl's staying on there. And because
you've had that for a while. You performed that for a while.
No, it's new. It's
really?
Like okay. maybe 2 months new.
What?
So, yeah.
So you performed it at Coyote Joe's. Was that less than 2 months ago?
Was that in February? Okay, it's February.
I saw
new.
The reel.
Okay, then maybe I'm lying.
She lied.
Coyote Joe's was the first time we performed that, I will say. Yeah, Coyote Joe's.
Because people talked about it.
Yeah.
People posted about it. But go on.
And so I had a whole situation. There's multiple reasons. So I had a whole situation with this guy, and he...
My gender.
And it was like, no, like, it was like pedophile type stuff.
Oh.
And so we ended up going into, like, legal stuff. He ended up going to jail. And... we put that song in the set, and we were like, that is the perfect song for this. Like, I don't know.
Doesn't need to be full on background stuff about it, but we're going to
put that in there just because, like, we just got some – we've been dealing with this person ever since I was 13
so
years old.
You said, no, I'm a – because music's how you deal with some stuff,
yes.
right?
So you, and so I'm it was like, you know what? Bye. I'm going to sing it. And so I said, goodbye, Earl. Like,
goodbye, Earl.
I killed you, whatever.
Earl.
And so then – I was thinking, like, every girl has had this one person that's, like, treated her so crappy, and then her best friend's like, you know what, you deserve better than that. So it's like, I was like, I'm really hoping that this goes over well. And me and my mom knew that it was going to go over well.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad was like, you know, like, what if it doesn't go over well? And then that night, me and my mom looked at my dad, and we were like, you still think it didn't go over well? And he was like, no, that was, like, one of the best songs.
Damn.
And
because
all of the girls were singing it so loud, they do it every single time.
Of course they were.
Yeah.
Come on, gender. Come on, male gender.
Yeah.
We love you, but be better.
Sometimes.
You also have another segment in your show that I'm going to show a clip of that's really fun. It's when you give Candler the mic.
Yes.
And I'm going to just tell you, it threw me off when you did it, when I saw you do it at Love and Life.
Yeah.
But he's a great performer. He he performs with Adam Church.
Yes.
Which Adam Church loves me, by the way. I know that intro was a lot, but... he loves me, and I love him. Love you, Adam. But tell me how you guys kind of made that. Like, how'd that segment come up?
Okay, so that's so funny. Coyote Joe's, that
you are performance. Priscilla, right?
It was. I was with Priscilla Block.
Good show.
I was actually supposed to do the song with my security.
Wait a minute. Your security? The security was supposed to perform.
Yes. He wasn't able to.
Oh.
But it was literally right there in that moment, like we were about to go on stage, and he wasn't able to. And so Candler was like, I'll do it. And so we were like, what are we going to do? And he said, I'll do it. And I was like, okay. And so Candler goes out there. That was his first time ever doing it.
He killed it.
And he did so good. He did amazing.
You said.
And like Candler, he is such like, I could not imagine Candler ever just like he's just such he reminds me of a golden retriever. Like he's just such a golden retriever guy.
He's
like,
a handsome gentleman.
And so he's just like such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And so whenever he was singing it, he just had the biggest smile on his face. I could tell he was nervous.
It looked
but
like
it's
a
like,
karaoke moment kind
but
of.
It was like, you know, he was just happy to be there and I was
I
like
love that.
Yes. And so we made it a whole little thing now. And so we have this really huge cowboy hat. We didn't use it at Love and Life, because Candler texted me and he was like, I bought a cowboy hat. And like the first, like this is my cowboy hat I'm gonna wear, and I was like, you know what, you do that,
you do your thing, boy.
And so he wore the cowboy hat. It was really good, and
that's
so that's
awesome.
How our little segment came about. It wasn't supposed to happen, but it did, and I'm glad it did.
I love it. Appreciate you, Candler. Love him. You want to take a little break? Make sure the camera's good. All right. The next thing I want to talk about, and I love finding this out about artists, mm-hmm. because I personally, not that I struggle with it, but I find it the most interesting and can never put a pin on how this comes about.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, songwriting and yeah. your process, how does it come about? Do you have to have something? Do you have to have a mindset that you're in? Talk to me about how you get into the zone with that. Or if it's, I've had so many artists also tell me that it's just so random. They could be in a funeral and something comes to mind.
That's like, how it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was this one time I was in the car and it was just this constant lyric came to my head. Like, and I thought it was a song already. I was like, why is this song that I don't even know stuck in my head?
Yeah.
And it was in my head for like a good month and I didn't even write it down. It just kept coming back to me. And I looked it up. I looked up the lyrics. It was not a song ever.
Good.
And I was like, you know what? That's my song now. And so I wrote it and it was really, I've never really done anything with it, but it's very random. There's definitely a mode that you have to be in to write like a good song.
You on that.
But sometimes
Marsha
a song
feels you too.
A song will take literally 30 minutes or it'll take,
I know, right?
4 years. Like,
why
it's
is that
crazy.
A thing?
I don't know.
4 years for some of these. Like, you know how long Emotion took to write? Emotion. Like 4 months. F that.
Yeah.
Stay Missing Pieces took like 2 weeks less.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy.
And
music.
Like, I will say one thing my parents always say. I write the best, like, whiner songs, like heartbreak, like gut-wrenching whiner songs. And I love writing that. I think it's so
fun. It's pretty fun.
It's so much fun. I've never released one, but...
What?
I'm just
None
saying...
None of the songs you have out are...
No. Like, really? I write, like, Olivia Rodrigo type songs. Yeah.
That's nice.
And so, nobody really knows that, but I don't ever release it because my mom's
like
she's like, they're so, like, they're so sad. I'm like, I know.
That's good, though.
And I like that. And so, I write, good. That's probably what I go to the most. I'm like, if I'm writing by myself, that's probably what I'm going to.
Well, okay, I also want to highlight, what's that, I literally was listening to this song this morning, and then as I was driving here, that I really liked, and I put it on my own playlist. The one with the guy and you, it's his song you feature
it
on.
It Ain't Over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great song.
Yep. That's my friend Shane Willis.
I did not realize, his voice, first of all, is him and you guys have a great harmony. Damn. Like, that's pretty.
Yeah.
So I just want to give you your flowers for that. Cause I was that's a stunning song.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy your music, but like that, I'm a big fan. And again, I make my own playlist of songs, not albums. It's rare for me to get all. So when I put a song on one of my playlists, I have like monthly playlists of like songs I don't know that I put on a playlist. And like, if a song goes on that playlist, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I put that on the playlist.
Me and him wrote that
dang.
Together. It was just me and
it
him that wrote that.
It was so well put together. Here's a
Thank
segment.
You. Baby, come closer. We can start
over. I'm fighting for the way we... But the next thing I want to talk to you about is, I want to talk to you straight up about your most popular song, which is Beautifully Broken.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how that came about, because that is a very known song. I think it's got like at least 100K on most platforms, probably more.
So I wrote that a long time ago. I will say there's a man named David Ryan, and he is literally, I've been working with him. He's
I
the first.
I thought you were about to say it was a boyfriend. I was
no.
You just named him?
No, damn. I'm not going to name drop.
I was
going
to say. Marsha, that would have been funny. I'm sorry.
I've been working with him ever since the start. Like, he, with that first little thing I told you, God Made Girls, he recorded that. He's a producer in Dallas, North Carolina.
He's in where? What?
Dallas.
Dallas, North Carolina is a little town at where, Marsha? You're nodding like you exactly know where that is.
You don't know where that's at?
Not Dallas. See, I don't even know where Jacksonville's at.
You know where Gastonia is?
Of course.
Okay,
Crowder's
so it's
Mountain.
Literally right there. Like, right there.
You know that? I did not know
and
that.
So,
I don't know
Dallas
here.
Is where it's at.
Respect.
So he is there, and I've been working with him forever. He's literally like my partner in crime and music stuff. And I wrote Beautifully Broken, and I didn't know anything. Like, I hadn't been playing guitar for very long, so I just wrote it with some random chords that I found that were easy. And it was kind of a whiner song. It was kind of sad.
See?
And
see, that's why you gotta put these
it
out.
It's kind of sad. And I sent it over to David, and he kind of like made it a little bit more, you know, like upbeat, radio worthy.
Still sad.
And I was still sad, you know, it's whatever. And you know, we did that, and Kent in Nashville produced it, and we put it out there, and it just ended up doing really, really well.
Yes, it's a fantastic song. Like I want you to put more of the whiners. I'm not gonna lie.
Just okay, like, you know what? Maybe coming soon.
I love
maybe
them.
Coming soon.
How do you how what is your preparation before shows? Is there something that you have to do that's like a what are they called? You have to do it before a show type thing?
Me and my band pray.
Oh.
Before each show.
I don't know what my brain was like prep. Pray.
We pray. Nice. Yeah.
Is it the same prayer or is it maybe
no,
a little
that is different. But I'm trying to think. I will say I'm not one to do like vocal warm-ups. Like my mom's always like, what if you're like, and I'm like, I don't do vocal warm-ups.
You don't, it doesn't sound like you, because you said it yourself, you're reserved off stage, which actually helps with vote. It's not like you're boisterous, which I find, I mean, if you hear Michael Jackson's voice, it's not like he's talking like this, like,
hey y'all.
Like he's, I know that you get, I know that was kind of funny to, I know that
But like, I will say, I'm a very reserved person outside of, you know, performing. When I'm on stage,
that's
I'm this
home,
crazy
though.
Person.
That's
but, you know, whenever I'm off and, like, in the green room and stuff, I'm very to myself. And people will be in big groups talking, and I'm kind of just off in the corner just doing my own thing. And I don't know. I've always kind of been like that.
That's good, though. That reserves the energy.
Yeah.
And when you're doing something you truly love. Mm-hmm. That's when the animal takes over.
And, you know, people have been like, do you just not like me? And I'm like, no. Like, I genuinely just, I'm just that person. I don't know.
Introversion is so amazing if you use it right.
Yeah.
And people realize what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that about myself. I'm very introverted in a very lot of ways. When you put me in front of a camera with Tucker, that was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel you.
Yeah.
Before we get into the we got some segments coming up. Talk to me about CCMF.
Yeah.
Carolina Country Music Festival. Things like Kid Rock, Jelly Roll.
Lainey Wilson. Like
Lainey
all these
Wilson.
Crazy people that I don't
Come
even
on.
Know why I'm on the same list
Beach
as them.
Beach Boys.
Yeah.
What?
My grandma's so excited about the
what?
Beach Boys.
Adam Church.
Yeah,
Austin
Adam Church.
McNeil,
come on.
You. Come on.
That's going to be probably one of the biggest shows that I've ever done.
Come on. Is that one stage or is that a couple stages?
I think it's a couple. Okay. I think it is. But I have an amazing time slot. I'm at 7:30, like right before the big person comes on. I'm like, that's so crazy to me.
Come on.
And so I am so excited. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be hectic, to say the least.
Here's a photo of you performing it because I think it will come out. This will come out after. So.
Okay. Hopefully it'll be good.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be really fun.
Charleston, right?
It's in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle. Ooh,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's like right there on the boardwalk. And
I, love
I
the boardwalk.
Literally, it's like half of me has grown up in Myrtle Beach. Like we are always at the
That's
beach.
That's so cool.
And
Come on.
I actually have like a little video. I haven't made it yet, but I have a video of me whenever I was like 3 years old, right there where the stage is going to be. And I was just like dancing and twirling around. And I have a video of me now doing the same thing. And I'm going to put it together and like make it cute.
Can we get like a tidbit of it?
Yeah.
Mama, on my hoo. I look fly. Yeah. I look good. Touch my
It's going to be really fun.
Yes. Come on. I love that for you. Please check her out. Obviously, this probably will be passed when you see me say, please check her out. But like, she has more stuff. You'll be able to see her in concert. Thank you to Sonorous Wave for powering this podcast. Sonorous Wave is an amazing music collective based here in Charlotte. Their slogan is artistry versus the algorithm, and they are so good at putting all events into a music setting, and they kill it. They are amazing with every event they are in association with, so check them out.
All right. We had to cut another thing, by the way, because I let a burp out. But we're doing Spark, Yes Theory. We love Yes Theory. There's Yes Theory. Eventually going to be sponsored someday just because I love Yes Theory. Seek discomfort. We're just going to ask questions. And the whole goal about these questions is they're literally just – they're random. We don't know what the questions are. And we'll just do maybe like two each.
Okay.
And we just answer just like both of us. But I'm going to start because I'm the host and I want you to finish. Okay. Ooh. This is a good one. This is a good one. What's something people told you couldn't do as a kid?
Like my parents?
Anybody? Like a doubter. Who was
that?
That's a good one. I'm trying to think of something if I've gotten doubted. See, Adam Church doubted me.
Really?
No, he didn't doubt me. I love Adam Church. He loves Tuckered Out. I just wanted to, just because of the intro.
Yeah.
Has anybody given you some doubts?
I'm trying to think.
If not, that's a good thing.
I mean, yeah, obviously. People like in the music industry, they definitely doubted me and said that I couldn't be where even I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And so I think that'd be the biggest thing is like, there's this one person I'm not going to name drop just because I'm going to keep the peace. They were definitely like, you're not going to make it.
Wow.
And
it's interesting to hear that. Like, I don't think I've ever gotten a straight up, you're not going to do it. I think I've gotten, this is not the path that will get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And I take that as doubt.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you have a cool concept here, but you may want to change the route of that.
Yeah.
Which I don't like that. It's like, well, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the problem? Yeah. Like, I like Tuckered Out. Like, songwriting wise, someone told me, I'm not gonna say who because I love this person still, but they looked at me and was like, you need to do songwriting this way. You need to write this way. Don't get yourself into a heartbreak song.
Mm-hmm.
Don't write a heartbreak. Everybody's doing that. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, heartbreak is such a loaded, loaded concept.
And everybody goes through it.
Everybody goes through it, and there's bits and pieces of it. Mm-hmm. And you can write about every nook and cranny of heartbreak.
Yeah.
Every one of them. And right now, so many heartbreak songs nonstop get popular.
Yeah.
Just because there's another nook that got found.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said that, I was like, well, okay. Whatever. Let's do your question. Let's see what we got.
I'm doing it like random. I'm gonna just pick.
I know. I kind of did random, but I looked at it.
I'm going to just pick. Okay. What is a value of yours you want to follow no matter the circumstance?
Well, that's easy. My quote, I don't have it on my body. Seek discomfort, yes, but the quote, we are all mad. I love the thought process, the value of just like we're all crazy. We all have thoughts. We all have weird things that we do that are not normal to regular society,
mm-hmm.
that are like normalized, and that should always be something that you should do and be excited about within you and yourself only.
Yeah.
Be crazy. Don't be afraid to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Tuckered Out is a crazy thing. It's not something that is, I don't know anybody else in my life right now, maybe one or two other people that thought about doing a podcast about the music that I'm like, it's kind of crazy. It's like, why would you do a podcast? Like, you're just going to lose money. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm going to have fun with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be crazy. So we are all mad. Mad Hatter.
I'm going to say mine is like everything happens for a reason type of thing. Because there's been so many things that's happened to me and I'm like, dang, this really sucks. But it kind of turns out for the better anyways.
Dang, that really sucked that I had that doubter. But guess who has a freaking Dolly Parton guitar signature?
This girl.
Doubting.
That's my question.
Next one. Let's do. Okay. In particular, like, I want you to think of a crazy thing about you about this question. What makes you extraordinary? Like, what is where you know it's out there, but you love it? Because we all got one. All got one. I can tell you mine. Mine's open verses. I love an open verse. Have you seen an open verse before? Oh, my gosh. I show Marsha my open verses every freaking week. Like, literally, I love adding features to songs.
Okay.
Because, you know, you've probably seen one maybe if you've scrolled on Instagram. It's where, like, people will put out a song and they'll be like, da-da-da-da-da. And then they'll sing.
I know what you're talking
about. I do those
about.
Religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do them with all the artists that I have on here.
Okay, you want to know what mine is?
Yes.
I make Get Ready With Me's.
You do what?
Get Ready With Me. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
No. Do you know?
Daniel, Get Ready With Me for something.
Did I just show my age just a little? Don't do that. I did not. All right. So you like those and you do them or you want to do them?
I do them. I just don't post them.
Oh, they're for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And you want to know what? I did one last Christmas and I look back at it and I'm like, wow, you know what? I'm just scared
that.
To post them because it's like, who is this girl posting a Get Ready With Me? But, you know.
I love that. All right. So the next thing we're going to do is our beautiful, amazing videographer. Here's another photo of beautiful Marsha. Ding. Is going to read off questions and we're going to do a yay or nay. And you'll see
a green light or a red light or a green yes, red no. And we'll discuss if we disagree or agree.
Okay.
First one.
No.
What?
That is crazy.
What you mean? What do you like? Okay, first of all, Bojangles.
Bojangles is good.
It's good.
I honestly
not
eat it every day. Like, not even kidding.
Nah, bro. Cookout is born here. We're in the Carolinas, cookout? Bailey. Come on.
You're going to say cookout is more
now
of a Carolina
is
thing than
now
Bojangles?
It now it is. Now.
Bojangles isn't even in. Like, people don't even know about Bojangles. Like, some people don't even know about it.
But you think it's a better option?
Yes. Than cookout?
Cookout has variety, and they got ice cream milkshakes. And Bojangles.
It's exactly low-key gross.
How's it gross?
Like, I don't know. It's, like, so fattening sometimes.
Bojangles is
I know, but, like, Bojangles.
That is not the question. The question is it a better option?
I'm getting ganged up on right now.
No. Well, I'm never ganged up on. So, all right, next question. Go ahead.
That's true.
Okay, I used to disagree with that.
Really?
Yes, because, but here's why. I was a big fan of, like, some of the breakup songs and some of the R&B stuff, but I realized over time, there's some repetitiveness to it.
Yeah.
Country, and I'll say this straight up, country is not in my top three favorite genres, mm-hmm. but it's not because I don't like it. Like, I love all the genres. Mm-hmm. Country, the specificity of lyrics, oh my gosh,
so
the storytelling is ridiculously impressive. And you can see a picture of
yep.
it. Some artists do that, but not all.
There's such a stereotypical, like, thing where it's like only country music talks about trucks, boots, mud, and
yeah.
horses.
I say that, like, for fun, just to piss people
yeah.
off, but it's not true.
I joke about it too. But like, when you, like, actually think about it, I love a good country heartbreak song. Like, I love it. There's this one song, it's by Old 60, and it's called Next to You, and it's literally one of my favorite songs right now, and it's, like, so well written. It's like
yeah.
that's so crazy. Like, and yeah. like, I will do this thing where I literally just listen to songs and I'm like,
yeah.
why didn't I write that? Like, that's so good.
I would say Marilyn Morris. Marin Morris, Drunk Girls Don't Cry.
Okay, yeah.
That song, when I first heard it, whoo, Gabby
yeah.
Barrett's The Good Ones.
Gabby Barrett's good.
The Good Ones, though?
Yeah.
The Good One?
The Good One?
Maddie and Tay's Shut Up and Fish.
Oh my gosh, I did a cover of that song
that
one time.
Song,
that was so funny.
Holy, that's
yeah.
that's
yeah,
a
that'll
that's
get you.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one, Marcia.
With the net, I'm gonna say yeah.
I think that's just because how we grew up, but volleyball to me is the number one.
I think it's just because I love tennis so
tennis
much.
Tennis is great. I would say
it's so interesting when you know what's happening, but if you don't know what's happening,
oh yeah.
it's so boring.
Well, I'd say tennis is one of those sports where, like, you will get locked onto a set.
Mm-hmm.
Like a
oh yeah.
Like, it is emotionally a lot for that moment.
And, like, you crash out whenever
yeah.
your person's like,
I'll give it that.
Yeah.
I'll give it that. Next question, Marcia. It's harder to play sport than high school than do musical theater in high school.
That's true.
I would say just because sports is.
I will say I've only done one musical in high school.
Yeah.
And it's because whenever I was about, like, 13, I kind of stopped doing musicals just because
yeah.
I didn't enjoy it anymore.
Well, and it's an up and down.
Yeah.
Sport, like, it's a height with the emotion, but, like, sports is, like,
yeah.
it's a yearly.
Yeah.
So even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Swimming in high school, my God.
Yeah.
Cross country, even though I love that sport. Next one, Marcia. Words of affirmation is the best love language.
I'm the same.
What's your favorite?
I like physical touch.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a quality time person.
Yeah.
Because isn't that the umbrella
yeah.
technical one?
Yeah.
Like, I love. Another thing is that, again, I'm a big fan of words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. I love it. Like, if someone.
I do too.
Oh, I love it. But, like, if you choose to spend time with me
mm-hmm.
without, like, me having to ask, like, hey, mm-hmm. I was thinking about you. Do you want to go get coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm a big, like, overthinker. And I will say, like, I notice everything, like, everything. And so, like, if I'm with somebody and they just, like, give me a hug, like, all I'll think about that the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Next one, Marcia.
Say it again. Astrology is a great icebreaker on a date. Do you believe in them or no?
I don't know anything about it.
I know that I'm a
Libra. Virgo.
See, but I know. I think it's interesting as hell because I everything that a Libra has set that I've looked at is accurate. Like, I'm like, damn.
I don't know anything about it. I just
know
I'm a
about Virgo. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it is just because, I don't know. I wouldn't make a full-on decision off of it like some people do. All right, next one, girl. Heartbreak is the best topic to write about.
Easiest. That's what she said.
I would say I think it's top. I think it's very. I think there's other stuff that's very close, but
it's so easy for me. That's so easy. Yeah.
All right. One more. Do we have any more? That'd be it. All right. So the last thing we'll do in this pod, last thing will take only a couple minutes, maybe less, is I like to give the artists that I have on their flowers of why I have them on here. Like, I'm a big fan of. I didn't just have you on here because I truly love what the artists I have on here are doing. And one thing I think is just amazing about you, Bailey, is that you are it's impressive what you're doing for your age and also just at the rapid pace you're doing it. And you do it with such fun. I luckily got to see you at Love and Life, and I got to see you perform your own original music, the Dixie song, Adele, just a flair of what you can do. And it's not only impressive, it's very impressive. Like, it's music, and you do so well with music. But again, I am a big fan of when an artist truly commits to the love of the craft and also the love of a performance. Mm-hmm. Because that's ultimately what we want. Like, if I go to a concert, I want you to love what you're doing while you're performing. I'm not there for you to just da-da-da-da, done. Mm-hmm. It's obvious you love what you do. And I also just want to say how epic it is that at the age of 10 and just on is that you've had such a great support system.
Yeah.
And you deserve that. And I bet you had a pull in making sure that has continued. And I think that's it's not that it's hard to come by, but in the world that we live in, you just never know how families are always doing. And it's obvious even with the band that you have. And the one that with the band that you had at Love and Life, just I know that is your band. Like, it's obvious that people fucking believe in you.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's go. I just love that. It's very beautiful to see. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah.
I hope it was a good experience.
It was fun.
Please tell me what's coming up. What? It's going to come out. I don't know exactly when, but new music, events. What do we got? We got CCM.
I have CCMF coming up. I have Field and Stream in October.
What is it?
Field and Stream Festival.
Okay, come on now.
That's going to be with Miranda Lambert and all these crazy
Miranda,
cool people.
Come on.
I have a show with Adam Church at Boatyard. It's going to be very fun.
Come on.
I have a very busy summer with just some band shows, acoustic shows as well.
Yes.
And hopefully some new music too.
Yes, let's go. We'll tucker it out. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you, Queen City Grounds, for hosting us as usual. Please check them out. Go buy their coffee, all that above. We'll see you next time.